The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mitochen in mitzvahs. That I'm negated to you. Shalom Uzochen. We are starting today. Bitochen nogea to mitzvahs. The different types of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are just nogea to you. Other mitzvahs are nogea to you, but you have to get things that you don't have. So the first chayik we're going to talk about are ones that are nogea to you alone. And nobody else has a to'elis and nezik for what you do directly, kavuvan. But indirectly, every mitzvah you do affects everybody. Or give some examples like fasting, davening. These are things nogea to yourself. Tefillah. Yeah, kavuvan. Tefillah really does have to do to other people because you're down for other people. But the act of the tefillah, something between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sukkah, lulav, tzitzis. Shmir Shabbos, not doing Averis, all the Chavis, our Vavis, in other words, the right mind frame of Emunah, Bitochen, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. The Toelis and Nezek are Yetzim Mimash and Mekayim Oysam, Oivaleim Nogelo Bilvad, Veloilashav Neyodom. Now, this statement is not really what it sounds to say, because it sounds to say that these mitzvahs are Nogea only to you, not to other people. Now, at least it doesn't mean that, because we believe that every mitzvah we do affects the entire world. As a matter of fact, the Gemara and the Rambam brings it, says that a person should go through life assessing that the world is 50% zakai, 50% chayev, 50% doing what Hashem wants, 50% not doing what Hashem wants. And if one mitzvah is done, it will be machriya. The whole world of chavzkus will decide that the world is primarily doing the ratzon Hashem and save the world. And chas v'shalom, a person doesn't have it, can destroy the whole world. I may have mentioned this before, but just for your clarity about that statement, we know that in numbers and many more people that are not doing mitzvahs and are doing mitzvahs, Rechus Nechoiva goes not according to numbers, according to quality. And with that in mind, the people that are doing Averis, most of them are not doing what's called very big Averis. Come around, they're doing terrible things. But since they're totally ignorant, it's less of a ver, it's less of a rebellion against Hashem if you don't know one way or the other. And the mitzvahs, how the rabbi, we all have challenges with our mitzvahs, with all the different challenges, like we said, that we're up in our day and age. So when we do a mitzvah, how the rabbi, we have to go out of our way to do a mitzvah, so it has a lot of value. So after everything said and done, quality-wise, our mitzvahs are very, very, very powerful. And even though we're small in numbers, but the fact that we put our energy into our mitzvahs has a powerful effect on the entire world. And Sanachanami is something for us to think about, the tremendous responsibility we have in this world. Fortunately, most of the world is ignorant and they don't know what the world is all about and what life is all about and what keeps the world going, but we do. So sometimes it's a little bit harder for us, but maybe that helps give us extra energy. It's hard for me to get up for davening. If I realize that there's so few people that are davening, my tefillah is so important for Klal Yisrael, giving me that extra energy. Or the other way around, it's hard for me to control myself. I want to have things my way and not the way everybody else wants it. So I have to
Kol HaLashon.
Really? And be inconsiderate of other people, or do I have to think about everybody else? And if I think of one second, I have the opportunity now to become the mitzvah, care about the other person. So instead of making a whole machlekes, I either have a mavata with a full understanding that I'm doing the best thing. So I'm keeping the world going. It gives that extra energy and impetus and even the good feeling about it. Sometimes a person's mavata on something, he gives in to the other person, thinks, I'm the weak one, I'm always giving in. And we say the other way around. When you give in to the other person because you're sensitive to the other person, in the kind of the great mitzvah of v'lach to v'drocha, of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives in to us so many times throughout our lives, throughout every single day, with so many things we're doing that do not give Hashem nachas ruach, and still gives in to us, keeps us going, gives us life. And the other mitzvah, after Racha Kamoicha, loving and caring for the other person. So if I'm giving in to the other person and not standing on what I want for myself, it's extremely, extremely powerful mitzvah. That's a powerful effect in myself and all of Klal Yisrael. So, like I said, whenever it's a little bit hard to do a mitzvah and you go out of your way to do it, you should understand that you're doing something very, very powerful for yourself and for Klal Yisrael. But it means to say over here that these mitzvahs are not negiah to other people means that the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the act of doing the mitzvah, I don't have to interact with anybody. Even though if I'm a desert or island all by myself, I still have an issue of fasting and davening and building a sugya, putting out tzitzis, keeping yom tovim. So he says that every mitzvah, there are three levels that make it possible for one to do the mitzvah. Number one is he decides to do that thing. He says, this is something right. Getting up in the morning. Yes, getting up in the morning is something positive. I want to get up in the morning. So he made a decision, I'm getting up in the morning. But just to make the decision, I want to get up tomorrow morning, it won't happen. You have to go to the practical level. That's the second level. You will make a decision. Not only this is something that is desirable, but it's something that I really want to do. And he starts getting himself prepared. Mi'at Hashem, tomorrow morning I'm getting up. Not just, oh, it's a nice thing to get up, or it's the right thing to do, to get up, which is stage number one, to recognize this is the right thing to do. The second thing to do is, I will do it. And the third one, third level is do everything I can to make it happen. About that chelik, you can't just say, oh, I have emunah in Hashem, that I will get up tomorrow morning. Emunah Hashem, you get up tomorrow morning, you won't get up based on emunah. Because Hashem's not getting you up. Hashem left it up to you to make the decision to get up. But if I say, you know, I was offering to get up in the morning, I'm going to put on a very loud alarm clock. If I know alarm clocks don't work, then I get set up some contraption that when it rings, it activates something that pours water over my head or whatever is necessary. But practically speaking, I have to be honest with yourself. What is necessary to make that happen? Or maybe doing even something more drastic than all of the above and go to sleep on time, then you easily get up in the morning. But whatever is necessary, every mitzvah, if you really want to do it, you really have to get down to the nitty-gritty and know your nature, know the obstacles in front of you, and plan ahead. And with that, the Mitzvah Hashem, you'll have Ziyad HaShemayit and Mekayimit. We should have a lot of success in our plans and pick the right things to do. And Yizeichet to all the bracha that comes from it.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.